So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Welcome, Steve.
Greetings. Quick question for you guys. Do you like professionally produced entertainment?
I think so. I mean, I try not to think about it, but I think most of the time I lean towards the good-looking stuff. You know, everyone likes stuff that's good on the eye.
Do you like spectacularly badly produced entertainment?
As well, yes. for opposite reasons.
Yeah, it has a time and place.
Well, boy, do I have a flicks in that for you.
What is it, Steve?
Let's start with the professionally made things. A couple of shows that I have been really enjoying over the past week. The first is called Made for Love, and this is a kind of Black Mirror-esque black comedy about a woman fleeing a marriage whose husband is a tech bazillionaire whose name is Byron Gogol. I think that might be supposed to remind you of a big
Google.
Tech company.
Sounds techy.
Yeah. Yeah. And as well as trying to bail from this dude who's got massive resources, he has also got an advanced chip inside her head that is planned as a device that it's supposed to bring couples together, like you can, you know, share your emotions and experiences and really just bond with one another. But as it's used in the show, it's just a really gross, creepy stalker device.
It's quite a timely program.
Yes,
is Elon mentioned at all in there, or do they stay away from?
No, there's nothing that even rhymes with Rusk or Tusk or Busk.
It feels
just Google. Really.
It feels it's Musk. The woman who's in Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's Kristen Milioti.
It feels very Palm Springsy as well. You know, just the tones.
She's powerful.
Yeah, it's definitely a cement her as a comedy star territory. The show wouldn't work nearly as well as it does without her. The other great performance in it is from Ray Romano, funnily
enough. He's good.
I think all good comedy actors, he's really in touch with his sadness. Sadness and comedy being great bedfellows. But what he brings to his role is her dad, who has, in her absence, forged a new romantic relationship with a real doll and become the town pervert, as everyone calls him. It's played for
catchy
laughs, but boy, it really does pack in some heart in the back end of the season. Okay. So Hazel, played by Milioti, she's on the run from Crazy Gogol, and quite what you have to do to, you know, plan to continue evading someone who can see everything that you see and hear everything that you hear gets a bit complicated. But the show's great. It also explores like quite why she would have ended up in a situation where she spent 10 years sequestered away from society and marrying a dude who she met on after one date. So it's explores some interesting things. Yeah, it's kind of Black Mirror-esque.
I actually just dropped into season 4 Black Mirror and just started watching after watching the most recent ones with the Miley Cyrus and whatnot in them. Yeah, so I'm interested to check this one out. John can speak to it. He's seen a couple of episodes.
I'm about 5 episodes deep at the moment, Steve. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm
glad you're enjoying it because I, of course, made it. And I take it.
I'm
full
acting
credit
as well. Yeah.
Yes, I think.
Would you prefer the money up front? Or?
Yeah, no, I've got it in a brown paper bag down here. It's got more in common with those more recent seasons of Black Mirror that are, you know, maybe more American or
the
better
Netflix
resourced
era.
Yeah. The other thing I've really been enjoying that is also love-related is Rose Matafeo's show Starstruck, which is on... Oh, actually, sorry, I should say Made for Love is on Neon. You can find it there.
Okay.
Starstruck is screening on TVNZ On Demand. All 6 episodes of that are up now. And this is the show that she's made in the UK about a young woman from New Zealand who is living in London, has a one-night stand with a movie star, and then it's all kind of really nicely rom-commy. I've dug it. It's great. Her performance is awesome. You know, she really livened up Baby Done, perhaps more than that formulaic film would have been otherwise. And
I enjoyed that movie. Just watched it recently.
It's a goodie. But you know, without her rosing it up, I think that film would be. It's a very formulaic framework. And there's some elements to Starstruck that are kind of the same. Although the writing, which is Rose Matafeo and Alice Sneddon, is really top-notch.
Rosing it up. I'm just going to write that one down.
You can write that down. Yep.
Rosing it up.
I'll need another brown paper envelope.
I wrote most of Rose, so I kind of did.
Hey.
It's a joke.
Starstruck, do it. It's 6 episodes. You can probably... I reckon you can get through that in an evening without blinking.
They probably
do need to blink.
Something else.
We have to just be clear here. Yeah. Blink if you need to, guys and girls.
Well, thank you. That just gets the BSA off the back.
Something else you recommended to me behind the scenes was Call My Agent, a French series on Netflix, which is bloody good as well.
I think I pitched it to you as it's like the
good... Don't talk about this on air, but it's something like that.
It's like the good Entourage, and it's also French.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the sell. Is that living up to the billing?
It's good. Yeah. Watch. A few laughs.
I'm a latecomer to this. This isn't a new show. There are 4 seasons of it on Netflix. Mm-hmm. There is a 5th on the way. We're very much in the kind of charming comedy territory.
On the back end of the COVID, really,
in the segment today. So let's now move to the less professionally produced entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about a film that I watched. Oh, hang on.
You like your delightful shite, don't you? Like, you know.
I called it a film. I actually, after this, I questioned whether it was even counted as a movie.
How long does it have to be a movie? Is there
This is sort of more in like, I was questioning what is a movie after watching this, due to factors of ineptitude. It's a film called The Astrologer. It's from 1970. It was released in 1976.
It's a good name.
It is a good name. You'll never guess what it's about. It's about an astrologer. It's written, directed by, produced, and starring an astrologer.
Wow.
And in the film, it's kind of a bit of a maybe it's a bit of a Citizen Kane sort of story. Is like it starts off with some fairground fortune telling, and then there's, you know, he goes off to Africa to get rich on stolen gems, and then before you know it, he's in Hollywood and producing a movie called The Astrologer. I'll just remind you, this movie that I was watching was called The Astrologer, but then inside this movie, he's producing a movie called The Astrologer. Becomes a big hit. It's about an astrologer.
Oh, man. He's manifesting destiny a little bit, though.
This thing is fucking cooked. And it disappeared for years.
What's better, the movie he's making or the movie we're watching?
Well, we don't... Yeah, it's... I was wondering if the movie that we watch within the movie is just outtakes. The whole thing's weird.
Imagine if an astrologer watches this.
I think an astrologer would get a lot of it.
Does the world stop?
Allegedly, the movie was... there was no script for the film.
Mm.
And scenes and the edit are all dictated by numerology. So the whole thing is a complex, beast. The film disappeared for years until it was donated to the American Genre Film Archive.
Anonymous.
So someone's just found it, watched it.
Well, they found
it
as part of a mass donation of pornographic films.
What the hell?
And
bless the person who sat through that.
Among these hundreds of pieces of adult entertainment was this print of The Astrologer. Potentially, this film has kind of been scrubbed from existence. So Craig Denny, the astrologer of the title, it's really unclear.
Porn star?
Well, I don't know. I saw him make out with people during this film. The main person who I saw him make out with during the film, without a word of a lie, the female romantic interest, his real life cousin.
Oh.
So he does a bit of cousin pashing. This thing is ropey as all hell, and it's if you like The Room, you'll love The Astrologer.
Where can we watch it, Steve?
This one's really hard to find, but someone did put it on YouTube.
No, it's not. It's usually in a massive porn collection.
Yeah, so just go through those, and you'll find The Astrologer. If you look up The Astrologer 1976, previously lost film in 2K,
that's great.
You'll find it on YouTube in its entirety.
Previously lost.
This dude, Craig Denny, he's just... his real life would make as fascinating a film as the one that he's made here. The Astrologer. Make some friends watch it like I did and see what happens. Just don't take responsibility for what's in the film.
Are you going to watch this one, John? Or
still need to see The Room, which is screening at the Hollywood Avondale in the near future.
Fantastic.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.